Hey everybody, welcome to Photography Insights. For usual, I'm not going to do the normal introduction because we're going to briefly talk about CodeVig and what it's meant to what I've been doing. So first of all, I hope you all are safe and all your family are. I can't tell you how scary it is for everyone concerned. It's not nice to see people are passing away because of this horrible virus. I do appreciate all the support you've given the show, and the numbers kept going up and up, and it just seems crazy to stop podcasting at this time, but as I've put on social media, I have to stop podcasting, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So it comes at a bad time in a way. I put some plans in place. I've got some business cards done, and I was going to do something with a couple of businesses to start promoting the show and see what we could do. For the present time, there'll be no podcasts. When will the next one be? I can't tell you. I can't tell you who it'd be with either, to be honest. I've not contacted anyone at all. I've had no time to do any research, follow people, chase people up. I've only had one person who's come back to me recently who wants to go ahead, and I've just said, unfortunately, I haven't got time. So you might wonder why. Well, I actually work in IT. So I don't know if anyone's been seeing the news, but it's actually been one sector that has gone crazy in terms of the levels of business. I work on a help desk, which means I take calls from people who have issues. I then sometimes log these or work on them myself, and it can be anything from helping someone install something, printer's gone wrong, it could be software, it could be hardware, it can be sorting something on the network, remote access. It could be Wi-Fi, anything at all. We deal with a large variety of type of customers with businesses and schools. So obviously we've been in the thick of this problem, where a lot of people suddenly need to start working from home. Some people have used technology in the right way for a few years now, so won't be affected too badly for this. They can dial into their servers at the office and they'll get all the documents they normally have. Some people have moved across to things like Office 365 and SharePoint, which has really helped them out. And you won't believe the normality you can have when you have applications like this that you can use in a browser and store your work in the cloud. Now, this means that the whole industry is obviously going to struggle to meet demands. And the first thing we've seen is, as a company who resells laptops to customers, there's none available. So it seems like all the big online retailers have bought stocks of everything possible. So initially people was just worrying about food. And of course now everyone wants a laptop to work from home, so it's another boom industry in that sense. I suspect prices are going to go up even further. They've already gone up within 1 week. We've seen laptops increase by over £100. So I can imagine headsets are going to be the next thing, VoIP phones. So I think anyone who's not already set up to work remotely is really going to struggle till they get more stock in from abroad. And of course that presents its own problem, because with everything being quarantined across the world, that might be a bit of a problem. So there's a lot of things to work out because of this virus. But the first thing we noticed was just the number of calls coming in to the local IT company I work for. And it means the day's really long and you're rattling through one call to the next. And by the end of your shift, you are mentally exhausted. It's been really, really hard work. We know at the end of the day, there's still a lot more to do and tomorrow to worry about, alongside all your normal work. But, you know, I have to say, I do feel I'm lucky that I'm in a industry that is doing okay, and it's going to be useful to people. So it's really nice that I can actually help people work, and can, you know, and obviously they can earn a living, and so can the people they employ. So I do feel very lucky in that sense, and obviously I earn a salary, which is just as important to feed my family. So I'm so grateful. So I'm not gonna moan about my workload. That's just tough. What it's doing is giving me no spare time, really, or what time I do have. I'm so tired that I just need to relax, and you know that's quite hard to do. So yeah, there's my bit of honesty. I hope it'll be sooner rather than later, because as you know, I love sharing this work of people. The people we've interviewed are absolutely fabulous, and you know, each week I hear of someone, I'll say, God, I can't believe you've interviewed them, and I've really liked them for years, and it's really, really nice to hear things like that. Recently, that was people like Jan Schlegel and Brooke Shaden. I've had numerous people say, that's amazing that you got people like that. And I do feel very privileged, and, you know, it's something I say to you all the time. So, who it'll be in the future, we'll have to wait and see. When it'll be, we'll have to wait and see. I don't want to just do with the odd one here and there. It can take time to reach out to people and actually book dates in, and, you know, if that's not always possible on my new workloads, then I'm not going to enforce that on someone else. The last thing I want to give to you guys is less than 100%. And I want to do the same with my podcasting. I want to deliver the best for you. It's important to me. So, I don't know what it's like in your part of the world. Obviously, I know this goes out around the world. I look at the stats and the viewing countries and that. Over here, we're doing just social distancing at this present time, which is the 22nd of March. So the idea is people stay 2 meters away from each other where possible. And obviously, it's actually impossible when you're going into shops. And oh my God, the shops for supermarket food and that is just crazy here. There's queues all over. No one's paying any attention to the distancing when they're queuing. You know, I feel sorry for the staff that are inside the supermarkets because they're in contact with people, their cards, cash. And obviously they're touching the food that you've took out the aisles. So, you know, something has to change there, because it's not fair on them staff and they're working such long hours. Now, of course, there's been an upside to this, that obviously the shops will be earning lots of money and the demand's there, so they're taking on temporary staff, because obviously other industries are laying off staff because they can't actually operate. I mean, I was talking to a friend earlier, and you know, we believe that things are going to change in the future. I think there's going to be lessons learned from how we've reacted and how we can cope. Maybe we will see more remote working and employees actually being realistic with people that have family, because we are seeing it actually work okay. I hope people take this seriously. The number of deaths is increasing in this country. It's obviously very worrying for older generation. So I do believe it's going to get worse before it actually gets better, though. And I think in the next few days we'll probably start seeing more instances shut up, especially shops, and only the absolute immediate will be able to stay open. Because even my wife was showing me today, there's people going to the seaside resorts like there's nothing happened. They're literally walking around the shore, walking around the streets, all close to each other, queuing in shops. It's honestly ridiculous. And all these people are obviously spreading the germs, could be contagious, bringing it back home. You might be working with these people. I just think it's disgusting. It really is crazy. I'm a very ethical person, and you know, I've worked home from very early on, from this Tuesday, when I hadn't heard of anyone else doing that. So I'm really grateful to my employer for making us work from home, because it can work. So yeah, anyway, that's enough for that. As I say, keep safe. If you want to do anything, there's a couple of groups out there for coping with COVID and ideas for your photography and things like that. Obviously, I'm not taking part in anything. I ain't got the time for anything like that. But my Facebook group's still there, the Photography Therapy, for anyone who wants to just reach out and chat about life. I don't care if you talk about COVID or just your personal issues, honestly. We're there just to support each other. And if you do need anything IT-wise, discussions and advice how to work remotely with computers and things like this. So yeah, if you need any help thinking about working remotely and setting your computer up to do this, gaining access to your files, or whether it's helping parents and family and loved ones out, anything at all like that, just please do ask. You know from listening that I've talked about the technology that I use behind the scenes, and indeed I'll write an article about this at some point. But if you remember the odd time you've heard me talk about, I actually do video. So the tool I use, it is free. No, it's not the simplest thing to set up, but the results you can get from it are very useful. It's basically a phone system. I do live webinars with people, record them. We can do things like chat on there. We can share screens and upload files to each other, and we can introduce more people. We can boot people out. We can do things like muting their video. So it's a bit like a FaceTime sort of thing that a lot of you know and use. So anyone who hasn't got these sort of products, this can all be done, whether it's chatting with family or bosses or colleagues. You know, anything is possible. So please do ask. Honestly, don't be afraid. I don't talk down to people. That's not who I am. So if there's anything like that you feel you need a little bit of advice on, just ask. All right. Please just ask. I've been doing it for a few years. If there's anything I can do, I'll gladly advise you. Just give me time and I will get back to you. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. Please stay safe. Look after your family. Stay indoors till it's all gone. And obviously now's a good time, if any, to actually catch up on lost episodes, isn't it? I know that's what I'll be doing with all the podcasts that I listen to. So until next time, everybody, please take care. Cheers.